from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The economy might actually need the help. The market's been hoping for a best-of-both-worlds scenario with lower borrowing costs and a solid economy. As we approach the closing bell, all three major averages are down between 1 and 2.5%. Erica Herskowitz, Bloomberg Radio.
Crash Proof Retirement records all financial meetings. All promises made in recorded financial meetings become legally binding between Crash Proof Retirement and the investing client. Crash Proof Retirement provides all of their clients with a certificate of authenticity, further documenting that recording financial meetings brings fiduciary responsibility to the highest level.
Jack Gunning from Bluebell, Pennsylvania. I don't know whether anybody can offer you the security that Crash Proof Retirement does. I have this certificate that tells me they're a fiduciary. Everything is recorded and they have your best interest at heart. That certificate is 100% documentation that you know what they're saying is 100% correct. Other companies don't have this guarantee. This certificate means an awful lot for me, and it should mean an awful lot for you.
Certify your retirement future. Schedule an appointment or register for our next event at the William Penn Inn on Tuesday, September 17th. 800-722-9728 or crashproofretirement.com.
Window Nation presents the 1210 WPHT Veteran Spotlight in partnership with the Travis Mannion Foundation. Listen the first Wednesday of every month as Kale & Company shines a spotlight on a local veteran, highlighting their remarkable commitment to the community and their exceptional service in the military. Presented by Window Nation. At Window Nation, there's nothing more important than giving back to the communities we serve. For all of your window and door needs, visit windownation.com. That's windownation.com.
Lawmakers are responding to the shooting. WSB Radio's Jonathan O'Brien reports.
Surrounded by gun safety advocates, Georgia House Democrats expressed condolences for the victims of Wednesday's shooting, but urged the governor to call a special session. Representative Syra Draper.
Convene a special session so that we can pass laws to address the urgent public health epidemic of gun violence in our state.
They say legislation on safe gun storage is a good start. In a statement, Governor Kemp responding, saying, quote, now is the time for investigation and to mourn those we've lost, not not politics. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Witnesses say Israeli soldiers fatally shot a Turkish-American woman who was participating in a weekly demonstration over a West Bank occupation. This man was there.
We looked to the back and we saw that Ayla is shot in the head. She wasn't responding, and an ambulance came in and evacuated her to Rafidia Hospital in Nablus.
The Israeli military says it's looking into the reports. Hiring picked up a bit in August, driving down unemployment. Mark Hamrick is an analyst at Bankrate.com.
The nation's unemployment rate slipped by 0.1% to 4.2% as the labor force participation rate was unchanged.
Award-winning Brazilian musician Sergio Mendes has died. His family says he was battling the effects of long COVID. He was 83. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Rich Zeoli.
I fell in love with you on the way to Cape.
We are live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Welcome back. It's so great to be with you today. Hour number two. And great news for all of us here in Cape May together. The show ends at 6:35 tonight because of the Phillies game. Yeah, we're taking it live. Yeah, because we got the Eagles on the whip.
Oh.
So the Phillies game, I'm so sad that I am done 25 minutes early today, and there's a bar 5 feet from me, and people have offered to buy me drinks. I'm very sad. So I'm going to take out my sadness on each and every one of you for being here today. But we'll get through this together. We'll deal with this. But yes, at 6:35 today, we're going to kick it over to the Phillies, which means we probably have to be out closer to like 5:15 just to be safe.
It's the Marlins. Do we really need to broadcast?
I don't think we do.
Come on.
But, I mean, are they better than us?
No, they're trash.
Okay, good. All right. So we're playing the trash team called the Marlins, and then the Eagles are going to be on 94.1 The Whip, which is our sports station, our sister station.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that. But former President Trump is going to accept the nomination of the FOP. Guys in the studio, if you could, the endorsement, I should say, if you could let me know if he starts speaking on, if you have the TV queued up. I may jump in and take that live for a few minutes if we could. I don't have access to a television here, so I'll rely on you fine gentlemen back there in the studio. And Andrew, I'm told it's your last day today, so we're going to
really?
Miss you on the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's because
I'll miss everybody
too.
Bad.
Did I haze you too bad the first time you came on the air? Was it that? I did, right?
It's possible, traumatic? But I'm not going to say anything.
It's possible. we're going to miss you, buddy. I mean, where are you headed? You want to tell us?
Yeah, there's something opened up for me at the up at the NBA. So, but I appreciate the time that I've had at WPHT, and I got to meet a lot of fun people like you and Henry and everybody else. But I am very sad to be leaving, though.
Well, we wish you all the best of luck, and we're glad you're there today helping out, so thank you.
Thanks, guys.
No, appreciate it. You've done a great job, and you handled my hazing very, very well on your first day, I thought. Mm-hmm. Did a good job. It's not easy, but, you know, I haven't hazed Justin yet because I wanted to let him ease in a little bit. I also didn't want him to quit by Friday.
Let him breathe.
Yeah, let him breathe. Give him till Friday because if he quit before Friday, we'd be kind of screwed since we're on the road. You know what I mean? So, but come Monday, it's a whole other ball game.
High water.
Oh,
that's
I'm ready
exactly
for it.
Right. Good. You should prep all weekend for it.
Mentally prepare.
Mentally prepare. No, I'm a pleasure to work with, definitely, sometimes. But I will tell you, though, that if they do take it live, we'll jump in for a few minutes, because I think the FOP endorsement's a big deal. I really do. I know we have some retired law enforcement in the room today. I met a couple of... If you were a cop or are a cop, raise your hand for us, if you would. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you. The FOP endorsement is huge. It really is. And I'll also ask this. If you're a veteran, would you raise your hand? Or stand up. Actually, stand up for us. You'd be better. We should do that. Thank you for your service to our country. Yes. God bless you. I saw a poll today that veterans prefer Trump over Harris by about 10%. That's a big gap right there. So that's good. It makes sense, too, if you think about it. I think it's probably even bigger than that. But Trump is leading with cops, and he's leading with veterans. So that's a key benchmark right there. The National Fraternal Order of Police put up the following statement. That Patrick Yoes, I hope I'm saying that right, he's a national president. He said, public safety and border security will be important issues in the last months of this campaign. Our members carefully considered the positions of the candidates on the issues. And there was no doubt, zero doubt, as to who they want as our president for the next 4 years, Donald J. Trump. The FOP's endorsement process is unique in that every member has the opportunity through our 46 state lodges to make their choice known to the national trustee. Once informed by the membership as to their choice, the national trustee casts his or her vote at our national board meeting. In order to secure our endorsement, the candidate needs the support of two-thirds of the state lodges, a benchmark former President Trump easily cleared. Quote, during his first term, President Trump made it clear he supported law enforcement and border security. In the summer of 2020, he stood with us when very few would. With his help, we defeated the defund the police movement, and finally, we are seeing crime rates decrease. If we want to maintain these lower crime rates, we must reelect Donald Trump. Though this election was highly unusual, the FOP considered the two 2024 presidential candidates' records, including President Trump's response to the FOP's questionnaire, as well as a letter from the Harris-Waltz campaign describing some of their positions on criminal justice and police labor issues. An FOP committee met personally with former President Trump, but no similar meeting was granted by the Harris campaign. That's a big FU, you know, where I come from. Does anybody who's from this part of the country, as most of us are probably, when you send an invitation to a campaign and they don't even get back to you, interpret it as anything other than a giant FU? What, are they lost in the mail? I mean, it's the National Fraternal Order of Police representing how many cops across the country in 46 state lodges? AJ, how many cops off the top of, you know, offhand? Text me if you know it. I'm curious, but I mean, at least 5, 6, 7 cops, at least, right? So you would think that the campaign, the Harris campaign, would at least try to BS them about why they couldn't meet, but they wouldn't have a meeting. All right. I think the reason is because they are very, very worried. Remember, the defund the police movement may have collapsed as a political movement in terms of the Democrat leadership who at one point all embraced it. That doesn't mean that Democrats, grassroots Democrats, don't still believe that crap. Look, the school shooting and what happened is a travesty. As a parent, and you know I've got 3 kids, it's scary as hell. And I'm glad that my school district has a cop in the building, an armed officer, at least one, hopefully more. And I'm glad for that fact. And I think that every school district should have at least one cop. I'd like to see 2 in their school buildings. I think it's essential. And I know it's expensive, but I don't really care. I think it's one of those things as a taxpayer, it's worth paying for. It's that added sense of security. And you never have to go through the nightmare and the tragedy of that. Or if, God forbid, something like that happens, then they can respond very quickly, as the school resource officer did in Georgia. And I don't want cops busting kids for food fights. I've told you my buddy Kirk is a school resource officer up in North Jersey, and we've talked about this a lot. He's become very close with the kids, knows them all. They come to him with their problems, and he doesn't bust them for stupid stuff. He leaves that up to the administration to deal with when it comes to discipline matters. He's there to look out for the kids. And then the kids learn that the cops are good guys. They're not bad guys. But, you know, Kamala Harris wanted to take cops out of schools because of some stupid, I don't know, racial disparity in school discipline or some nonsense. This is where, when James Carville famously said the Democrat Party has become the party of the faculty lounge, You come up with statements like that. Racial disparity in school discipline. Like, that sounds like the worst term paper ever, doesn't it? By the nerdiest kid in college.
I'm writing a paper on racial disparities in school discipline. Did you know that...
Are you writing that because you received way too many wedgies as a kid when you were growing up? Let's be honest. And you wish there was more school discipline? So that movement persists, that mindset of saying the cops are the problem, they're the bad guys, and we got to do something with it. I also find it funny that police are the only profession where if one cop screws up, it's a reflection on all of them. Like, a dentist will put a woman under with laughing gas, not Dr. Mike, but, you know, for the rec, just, you know. But you'll hear that story, and he'll, like, cop a feel. Like, not every dentist has to apologize for it. They don't ask every Republican, like, do you denounce the actions of this dentist? And you don't have people going on TV going, you know, I mean, a few bad apples shouldn't ruin the... But that's what they do with a bad cop. And so they will take the actions of one individual, and then the entire profession gets blighted. And that's a real problem. So I'm really glad that... And speaking of Dr. Mike, who has never done that and never would, because he's a trustworthy dentist... But he is our big story sponsor, I can tell you that. He's gonna be all over the story of the day. Boy, this is terrible for him. I feel like I should just do this over.
Yeah, it's a tough segue.
Yeah, this is a tough. He wants his money back. Yeah, I may have to just quit this one and come back to it. Dr. Mike Venere deserves better than this. He really does. He's a good man. He's a good dentist. That's why.
Yeah.
You can't buy publicity like that. You know what I'm saying? Although I'm going to get a phone call on Monday, that's for damn sure. Well, they got to fire me for something. And quite frankly, just do it by 6:35 so I can go to the bar. I don't want to have to wait till 6:35 and then, like, you could have done this hours ago. I mean, they have to wait till the end of the shift to fire me, right? Especially because I'm such a loose cannon. That's a good point. Well, anyway. So back to the endorsement of Donald Trump by the FOP. So they write here... those selections are highly unusual. The no similar meeting was granted by the Harris campaign. This information was provided to the more than 377,000 members of the FOP so they could make their own decision in this election. As the nation's oldest and largest law enforcement labor organization, the FOP's presidential endorsement is one of the most sought-after endorsements by candidates running for the presidency. The FOP is the number one voice of America's law enforcement. We have
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Responsibility to our members, to the 800,000, thank you, AJ, sworn law enforcement officers in the United States, and to the communities they serve, to do our part in determining the direction in which our country will head. In every election cycle, the FOP pays close attention to which presidential campaign highlights the issues most vital to the men and women of the FOP, including the challenges faced by the rank-and-file law enforcement officers, the real issues in public safety, and the problems in our criminal justice system. The FOP has endorsed candidates from both parties that our members believe have made the men and women of law enforcement a priority. George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, John S. McCain, Donald J. Trump. In 2012, the FOP voted not to endorse a candidate. The national FOP endorsed Donald Trump in 2016 and 2020. He led our nation through some very tough times. He provided our nation with strong, effective leadership during his first term. And now that he is seeking election to a second term, we intend to help him win it. There you go. The Fraternal Order of Police. Absolutely. It's a big deal. And I'm happy about that because it's a very, very big thing. And speaking of cops, a buddy of mine, Brian Reed, who's a Delaware Port Authority cop, just texted me. He said, give a shout out to the DRPA 50. We all love your show. Well, there you go, guys. There you go. I appreciate it very much. No, I mean, it's a tough job. It's not an easy job. And you have Democrats. The problem, the Democrats, I think, is that they jump on whatever the faction, the masses of the day want. That's why they're always screaming about democracy all the time, which is nonsense. We don't have a democracy, thank God. We have a constitutional republic for a reason. It is to control the whims of faction and passion and everything else. The Summer of Love is a great example of this, right? So George Floyd dies, and as Wilfred Riley will tell us many, many times, you know, there's a forensic report that concluded that it was drugs in his system that ultimately killed him. But you can't say that publicly, of course, although Dr. Wilfred Riley, who's going to be my guest at 5 o'clock, has said it on this show many, many times. But it became the political norm du jour to turn around and go, oh, yeah, you know, we want to see the cops defunded. And Democrats jumped all over that. Kamala Harris jumped all over that, too, because they go with whatever the passions, the whims of the crowd. You don't want that in government. Government is supposed to be slow, to respond slow to things and not to go with whatever the masses are, because the famous saying is the masses are asses. It's true. And they change their minds a lot. And the entire reason why we have a constitutional republic is because of the reason why we need to ensure that we can restrain the whims of the majority. The majority is not always right, and the majority should not always get their way. So we have to walk it back and control that, and that's why we're supposed to have a deliberative, slow process with government. When people jump on whatever the crowd is saying and they just go in that direction, and Kamala Harris is a great example of this, whether it's on defund the police or banning cheeseburgers or banning plastic straws, banning fracking, whatever it is. It's the, yeah, we want rah, rah, and then I'm for it. Whatever you're for, angry mob, I'm with you. I back it. I support it. That's not leadership. It's certainly not what you want in a president of the United States of America, but it's also why she finds herself in the political position that she's in today, right now, which is always having to walk back all of these positions, because she's the kind of person that jumps up and does whatever the majority wants. And that's not what we need in leadership. We don't need that in government. That's the opposite of what we want. And there are too many political people out there who, in order to score cheap political points, will jump all over things. So that's part of the reason why Kamala Harris is so dangerous, because she has no true backbone. She just blows. She's like those, you know, see those things outside car washes, Henry, that just,
oh, yeah,
they flop around.
Try and get you to come inside, yeah.
Yeah, and they just, with the wind, and,
yeah,
like that, you know what I mean? That's who she is, really, truly. And that's scary to me. That's even more scary than being a crazy, rabid lefty, because at least if she was a crazy, rabid lefty, she would be firm on her positions and she'd lose. People that can float in the wind, like, my kids love those things. What are they called, anyway?
I have no idea. Does anyone
floaty
know
floaty wind things? Is there a name for them?
Seriously. Anyone know
wind sock? Windsock sounds like something that you do later, like if you're golfing or something, right? Isn't that like what you call... Windsocks and aviation thing? All right, yeah. Well, whatever those things are called. I always thought that was what you put in a golf club, a windsock, no? Or a mic, or a microphone, right? Isn't that this a windsock? Windscreen, never mind. Well, anyway, this is riveting radio, I know. We'll figure it out. The point is that those people that act that way scare me a lot, because they don't have any true backbone. They are more likely to go with whatever the majority wants, and that's a very scary proposition. We have a constitutional republic for a reason. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And that's why Kamala Harris is dangerous. She really is. Listen, I'm grateful that you are with us today in Cape May at the Grand Hotel. Is this not a great place or what, huh? It's a beautiful place. Absolutely. Well, as we continue our live show here today, I want to remind you, if you are listening back at home, Cape May is absolutely beautiful in the fall. It's a gorgeous day here today. It really is. The weather's warm. The crowds are gone, except for this crowd. This crowd is awesome. But for the most part, the crowds are gone. You will have the ability to enjoy this wonderful, wonderful little island. And Cape May is an island. And from September 29th through December 21st, the Grand Hotel is offering a fabulous midweek stay. If you stay two nights, you will receive $100 in resort credits. Stay three nights, get $150 a night in resort credits. Five nights, you get $200 in resort credits that can be used at Hemingway's for food and drinks or at the gift shop. The Grand offers guest room suites and townhomes equipped with a kitchenette, and they have two huge heated pools, one outdoor and one indoor. The Grand is an amazing place for you and your spouse or the entire family. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. Book directly with them for the best rates. Book your stay today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Grand Hotel, GrandHotelCapeMay.com, 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550, or GrandHotelCapeMay.com, my happy place.
The following is a paid commercial message.
I'm Kamala Harris. Here's a few things I believe. Middle-class families, like the one I grew up in, they want common sense solutions. You want lower prices and lower taxes. I believe you want to just not get by, but you want to get ahead. We must create an opportunity economy where everyone has a chance to get a car loan, buy a home, start a business. And I believe we can make that happen.
Kamala Harris's plan? Bring down costs by cracking down on corporate price gougers. Make homeownership more affordable for families. A middle-class tax cut for 100 million Americans. And make sure billionaires and big corporations pay their fair share so you can keep more of the money you've earned.
Instead of being focused on the politics of the past, we need to be thinking about the future and how we make it better for families like yours. I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Greg with Kale and Company. You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel and partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sportsbook. We have something a little different for you. Now, through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel any time. Trust me, I have NFL Sunday Ticket for YouTube TV. You get picture-in-picture, so you watch multiple games. If you have a little skin in the game, it makes it that much more impressive. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Greg. FanDuel.com/Greg to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. 21 and over, present in PA. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after the free trial. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Dawn here. When it comes to your home, trust is everything. For 45 years, Kitchen Magic has built a reputation for transforming kitchens with precision and care. From custom cabinets to countertops, backsplashes, in just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without all the hassle. Trust the name your neighbors have relied on for decades, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation at KitchenMagic.com. KitchenMagic.com. Let's cook up something extraordinary. Tell Dawn sent you.
Tonight's 7:10 Phillies Marlins game can be heard on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The Phillies are on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT tonight.
Looking for the confidence to walk away from the 9 to 5? Find out how with Joe Yakovich on The Heart of Your Money, Sundays at 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds guaranteed with NJ Diet. NJ Diet uses DNA and blood work to help you lose weight and keep it off. Tune into their radio show Sundays at 2 or visit NJDiet.com.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tank. Tanks are history. Navien High Efficiency Tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Rich Cioli from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
We are back live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel on a beautiful, beautiful Friday. I tell you what, the Zioli Army is strong here today. What a great crowd. Awesome. And I appreciate you being here. I was asked a question about election integrity. I can tell you that my buddy Linda Kearns, who is doing an incredible job of trying to protect the vote in Pennsylvania, she invited me to speak Monday night. They're doing a Protect the Vote tour with the Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Whatley, Pam Bondi, Matt Whitaker, you've seen him on Fox News a lot, and Michael Whatley, the chairman Michael Whatley, and Lawrence Tabas, the PA GOP chair. And that's going to be at White Marsh Valley Event Center in Fort Washington, PA, Monday night, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. So I'll be there. I'll be speaking that night if you'd like to come by. But it's the Protect the Vote tour. And the whole goal is to sign up people to serve as poll watchers so that you can protect the vote and ensure we have election integrity. So I was asked about that question. The only way we can ensure we have it is if people step up and are willing to put the time in to protect the election, because otherwise, yeah, look, Democrats will try to cheat. There's no doubt. I've been in politics since I was in sixth grade when I volunteered for my first campaign. I'm a nerd. I know. I'm a political nerd. I'm like Alex B. Keaton, right? But the thing about it is that I've seen it with my own eyes growing up and doing Jersey politics and Philadelphia politics. There's cheating. It's cheating happens. And you have to make sure that you are not oblivious to that fact. Because as much as there are voters who you know are going to come out for Trump, there's going to be efforts, and we got the mail-in ballot issue. Hey, zip it. We're doing a show here. It's a live show. I'm going to start serving Chicago-style pizza if you don't calm down. Pineapple. Oh, AJ, you're too good to me. Thank you, buddy. Pineapple Chicago-style pizza. That would be disgusting. That'd be hell. That would be hell. That's worse than waking up at 4:30 for mornings, I think. That might be. What do you think,
Henry? You haven't gotten up for these mornings in a long
time. It's been a long time. Yeah. Every now and then, I will get up at 4:30, and I go to the bathroom, and I get back in bed. It's a wonderful feeling. It's so nice.
Disgusting.
It's a great feeling to not have to get up and go to do morning. But listen, you know, they said when you go to afternoons, it's very possible, you know, the audience may not come with you. And I said, well, I think they will. I got faith. And sure enough, highest ratings in afternoon drive history on Talk Radio 1210. No, it's you. Not me. It's you. You listen. Not me. I don't listen. I'm talking. I appreciate it very much. We all appreciate it. We really do. And mostly because the last guy in afternoons was a jerk. You did? I don't mean Hannity, the local guy. Okay, yeah, total jerk. He was so... the story's diner. It was a diner. So we get six people show up.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, six people would show up back then. That was a long time ago. That was a big crowd. I mean, that guy was so mean to Andrew, he quit. And today's his last day. I'm just saying. So to beat him is satisfaction, baby. Feels good. We also have the podcast numbers are off the charts, too. I'm only saying that to say thank you. I really do appreciate it, and I appreciate coming out to Cape May today. It means a lot. I want to thank and give a birthday shout-out to, let's see here, Terry Lubkeman. Terry, where are you, Terry? Terry's birthday, and she and her husband, Rob, it's their fifth show. Thank you. Show number five. I love it. And with the debate watch parties back in the day, that's right. All right, who's here for the first time ever at a Grand Hotel Zioli show? Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
A lot of first-timers. Good.
Jeez.
All right, if you are here for the first time and you don't have a Zioli Army something, we'll try to hook you up. We have very limited Zioli Army stuff.
Did you bring it?
Robin, I see you. You can't cover it. You can't cover it up. Walter's got some stuff. I don't know. We don't have a lot, but you got to be a first time, and you can't already have something.
First time, long time.
First time, long time, and you can't already have something. You got to be honest. And we don't have a lot. Yeah, but we'll do what we can. We got some beanies. Who's got to cover up a head? Who's got a head they need covering up, huh? You know, what? I got to wrap it up. All right, we got a guest coming up. Sorry. Thank you, Henry, for keeping me on time. Let me tell you about, what am I telling? Oh, yes, the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike Vanaria is the man. He's going to take great care of you and give you a great smile. Coming up, Dr. Victoria Coates will talk about all the latest international news. There's breaking news, too. Energy issues as well. Does Putin really want Trump to win? What do you think? I think he's a Kamala guy. He's a white dude for Kamala. But that's me. We shall see. Live from the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're coming right back.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
We're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Fargo, your virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can in the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getfargo.
Fargo is only available on the smartphone versions of the Wells Fargo mobile app. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Navien tankless water heaters, the proven leader in condensing technology. Request a Navien because you deserve the best in endless hot water delivery. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Count on Navien.
I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot.
Frank's Red Hot.
I put that on everything.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Weather sponsored by Morgan & Morgan.
Partly cloudy overnight, down to 66. On Saturday, we'll expect showers in the afternoon, high of 77. Sunshine's back on Sunday with a high of 73. Monday, it's a bit warmer with a high of 79. Sunshine still with us. More sun on Tuesday with a high of 84.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. For over 35 years, we've grown by offering our clients more offices, more lawyers, and recovering more than $20 billion. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Hey, Pergacy, we know your favorite station is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Remember to take us anywhere with the free Odyssey app.
Don and Coco,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego,
Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We are live. And it's great to be with you today, every day, of course. As we talk about all of the news of the day, the real question in everybody's mind is, why in the hell would Vladimir Putin want Donald Trump to win, considering that Donald Trump literally lectured Europe and said, stop buying Putin's natural gas? And Joe Biden has put in a liquid natural gas export ban, which helps Vladimir Putin. Here to talk about this, all the stories of the day today. Oh, we don't have our walk-up music. You know why? Because the new guys didn't know. That's okay. That's not their fault, so we'll do it anyway. You want to sing it? Can you hum Young American?
No. Maybe I can pull it up, though.
All right, we'll see if we can pull it up. In the meantime, the vice president of the Davis Institute for Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation and former deputy national security advisor to President Trump, Dr. Victoria Coates. Hello, my friend.
Well, Rich, hopefully, you know, it's Friday afternoon. Maybe cocktail is the appropriate song.
Cocktail does work, you're right. And we're live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel, so we got a great crowd here. Amazing crowd, wonderful people. The Zioli Army's in full force. But Dr. Coates, you're the expert when it comes to all things foreign policy and energy as well. Why would Vladimir Putin want Donald Trump to be president?
He doesn't. I mean, I had this argument at an event earlier today with somebody who just kept saying, why doesn't he see Putin clearly? And I said, finally, he sees him a lot more clearly than you do. And for starters, Putin didn't invade Ukraine when President Trump was in office. And then on top of that, he was very hard on Nord Stream 2, as you just said. And oh, by the way, he's the one who has been bludgeoning the Europeans to spend more on their defenses, which I think also is not something that Putin wants to hear. So Putin actually came out earlier this week and said he thought that Kamala would be the better president and that he found her laugh fascinating. So, you know, that is his one word for it. Maybe it lost something in the translation from Russian, but absolutely we have China meddling because they don't want Trump to come back. We have the Iranians seriously meddling because they really don't want Trump to come back, but Putin doesn't want it either. It's just more rehashed Russiagate.
Yeah, and the Russiagate thing is so tiresome. It really is. Because, again, they talk about they can't prove anything. And it's, you know, bots and artificial intelligence. And they just say things. But there's no evidence that Russia helped Trump win in 2016. And if they did, I would want my money back if I was Putin. I really would. I want my 100% money back. I'd say you were as far as puppets go, you were the worst puppet ever. And I want my money back.
Well, and we had the really, I think, shameful spectacle this week of Attorney General Merrick Garland coming out to have this grand press conference with charts, and everybody was there, the FBI director, to talk about what they had exposed in terms of Russian malfeasance in our elections. And if you look at it, it's like $10 million on Facebook or something like that. Zuckerberg spent $400 million alone as an individual, not a nation state, on election involvement. I don't want to use the word interference for a fellow American who has, of course, his right to express his opinion in the political sphere. But I mean, these are peanut numbers. They're not capturing anything significant here. They're putting on a show to try to make it look like there's some kind of collusion between Donald Trump and Russia.
And Dr. Coates, when we talk about liquid natural gas exports and the stupid ban that this dumb administration put on here, and we talk about when Donald Trump, I remember when he said to Angela Merkel and the other leaders in Europe, stop buying Putin's natural gas. I mean, Kamala Harris wants to ban fracking. I don't believe her that she's changed her mind on this. I think that if she becomes president, she will embrace the left's ideas on climate change. And if we had a big liquid natural gas export facility right outside of Philadelphia, the old, I think it was a Shell or Sunoco, I believe, right? If we turn that into a liquid natural gas export facility right there, we could serve Europe. Right now, France is buying Putin's natural gas. I mean, it's amazing to me that we keep talking about Ukraine, and we'll get to Ukraine in just a second. But you've said it before on this show, Dr. Coates, and I love when you say it. Russia is a gas station in Europe, right?
Well, and one with nuclear weapons. So you do have to pay some attention to them.
Yeah, I like the ones with beef jerky better. And that's me when I go to a convenience store. You know, because I don't have much use for nukes, but good beef jerky, am I right?
They're a lot more peaceful. And so... Yeah, so I think this should
be a
no-brainer.
They're actually worse for you than nuclear weapons are, but that's for another show. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It depends on the station. but on these terms, it's really a critical point because the so-called license ban, like most things out of the Biden-Harris outfit, is not quite what it seems because it only applies to countries with which we don't have a free trade agreement. But you look at two really important examples of that, India and Taiwan, where we should want to be surging exports, particularly for India, because they could convert coal plants like we've been doing to natural gas that we can supply. And that would bring down emissions significantly. But that's exactly what Harris will not do. She will not go to natural gas. And I don't recommend any of your readers actually go and consult this article that their advisor Brian Deese wrote in Foreign Affairs recently. Like most things in Foreign Affairs, it's very turgid and long, but the crux of it is he wants a Marshall Plan for the world for green energy funded by the U.S. taxpayer. So he wants us to go in and rebuild everybody's infrastructures, but with green energy, not with anything that would take our coal is cleaner, yes, our natural gas is cleaner, or our oil, or be a partner in civil nuclear. They're going to go in and transfer the whole world into this green economy, and it's going to be on our dime. That's what she wants to do. So her senior advisors are writing these things down and publishing them. So I don't believe her when she says she's suddenly a fracking aficionado and I mean, maybe she'll go out to Lancaster County and put on an Amish accent that I would pay money to see. But, you know, I think we need to see that as the pandering that it is in Pennsylvania and that she will be an enemy of what is increasingly the lifeblood of our state.
Dr. Victoria Coates is with me. She is the vice president of the Davis Institute for Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation, former national security advisor, deputy national security advisor to former President Donald Trump. However, if he gets reelected, I believe she's going to get the top job, and I'm having lunch with her in the White House mess. You promised.
I told you either way we could arrange for a lunch in the White House mess.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. I want to. All I ask is two things. Lunch in the White House mess with you, and I want to take the kids to the White House Easter egg roll. That's all I need. I don't want a job. I don't need, you know, a fancy title. I just want to get the kids of the Easter egg roll at the White House. You'd think I would have gotten that for the last time, but no, I never. You know why? I never asked. I actually asked the president that one time. I was going to say, I said, you know, sir, if you get reelected, I'd really love to take the kids to the White House Easter egg roll. He goes, you mean you didn't? And I said, no. Should I have? He said, well, yeah. I said, all right. Well, we'll add that to the to-do list, I guess, you know, along with hanging pictures. So, Dr. Coates, let's talk then about Ukraine, because that's the other issue in all this, is Ukraine. And I heard some idiot on, I think it was Joy Reid last night, who was going on about, somebody's, the owner of the Grand Hotel just walked in with a Trump mask on, so that's for the applause, just so you know. This guy was going on about how Ukraine is going to try to influence the election or something. I think he misspoke, but he was probably talking about Russia. I see an article today how there's billions of dollars, again, this administration is pushing towards Ukraine to get more Ukraine funding going on. When I was at the Democrat National Convention in Chicago, I heard them talk about Ukraine nonstop, but there's no plan. There's no idea of where we go with all this. And yet now here we are again, billions of dollars more for Ukraine, Dr. Coates.
Yeah, this is something I think every taxpayer needs to sit up and take a look at. The money that was appropriated in the most recent emergency supplemental that ladled another $60 billion of debt on our kids and grandkids because they wouldn't budget it normally, that has to be spent on a specific schedule. And so at the end of September, the viability of $6 billion of it disappears, at which point it means you were not able to spend it for its intended purpose on its intended schedule. So it has to go back to the Treasury and you have to ask again. But instead of following the rules, they're trying to, quote unquote, shield this money so they can continue even after it's expired to dole it out. And the dirty little secret here that we are hoping to uncover is the reason this is the case is they have so depleted our stockpiles of munitions and other supplies that they can't spend it. There's nothing to spend it on. And so this would leave us intensely vulnerable at a critical time. And so I think that needs a lot more exposure. And along the same lines, they were supposed to, under that same emergency supplemental, one of the so-called concessions for the Democrats in that was that the administration was supposed to produce a strategy for Ukraine, for the American people and the Congress by early June. Now, I just looked at my watch and it's September 6th, which is a date I mark every year because it's my son's birthday. And we're not in early June anymore. We're a quarter of the year past it. So they've ignored that. They're ignoring the budget rules. They are flouting the laws here because they're so desperate to sort of continue the as much as it takes, as long as it takes strategy with Ukraine.
Yeah, and they doubled down on this, and I think part of the reason why they doubled down on this is, well, I mean, first of all, they there's a reason why Dick Cheney, I think, came out and endorsed Kamala Harris. They love American intervention in foreign affairs. It's number one. The Democrat Party has embraced so many of the neocons. And you see people like Tulsi Gabbard who've left the Democrat Party and are backing Trump now for that reason. I mean, you know, no wars, 4 years of no new wars and not invading countries. I mean, that's a big deal. It's something to be very proud of. And I think it's also why a lot of young people are going to vote for Trump in the end of the day as well. Well, the other reason why they keep harping on Ukraine, of course, is Russia, to try to push the Russia collusion narrative to say that Putin wants Trump because of Ukraine. But that's silly because you said it best, Dr. Coates. For 4 years, Trump was there. And you think of the bookends. I mean, he invades Crimea back in when Obama's president. He invades Ukraine when Biden's president. But there's a 4 year gap where Putin does nothing. And those are the years when Donald Trump is president. But nevertheless, the argument persists that, well, he wants to stop the funding to Ukraine because he wants to help Putin. And that is just a laughable farce, of course.
Yeah, and I mean, literally the Cheney thing today hurt my heart. I've known Mr. Cheney for over a decade, and, you know, he has an incredible record of service to the country, and I was much, much closer to Secretary Rumsfeld, who was a big fan of Donald Trump's, primarily because Trump broke with McCain, another major interventionist who was not a favorite of Secretary Rumsfeld's at all. But it made me so sad to think that Mr. Cheney is blinded so much by his personal distaste for Donald Trump that he can't see what's in the best interest of the nation. And I bring up Rumsfeld because I was working for him when McCain ran in 2008. And it was a horrible thing because Rumsfeld had retired 2 years before and McCain was making him a campaign issue. He was saying, oh, I got Bush to fire Rumsfeld, which was actually untrue, among other things, but it was also petty and small. And I remember going home to vote. Our office was here in Washington, and he asked me how I was voting. And I said, well, you know, this is actually a really hard vote for me. Was it hard for you? And he said, absolutely not. He said, I filled my absentee ballot on the first day I could, and I voted for the Republican. And he said, that's what we do. And yeah, that has always stuck with me. So to have Mr. Cheney come out and say that, I think just shows you how almost deranging this is for some people.
Let's talk about Israel for a moment, if we could, and Hamas, because that's the other issue, too, is that October 7th happened under the administration's watch, Biden's administration. The Democrats want it both ways, still talking out of their mouth about how, you know, we need to give justice for Gaza and the Palestinian people. But really, when they say those things, I hear two-state solution. I hear Israel has to capitulate. That's what I hear when I hear them say those things. And Hamas, I mean, they are brutal terrorists. We had the execution of an American citizen. Let's talk more about that, Dr. Coates.
This is a really, I think, very serious situation. And thank you for covering it, Rich, because it's kind of faded off of the headlines. So Hirsch Goldberg Polam is a dual Israeli-American citizen who was taken from the Nova Music Festival along with some of his friends. And it's a heartbreaking story. His arm was blown off in the original attacks. I'm sure the medical treatment he received was not of the tenderest. His parents were very prominent in trying to draw attention to their son's case. I met them in Israel in July and spoke so movingly about their son, who's about the same age as my son. So we sort of had a connection over that. And it looks like the six kids from the music festival, including Hirsch, were being held in a particular tunnel where they were literally starving them to death. One of the girls was down to 75 pounds slowly, but keeping them just enough to keep them alive until the Israelis figured out where they were and were closing in, and they shot them all in the head. And that is a change of tactic for Hamas. They have been keeping them alive previously, by and large, to use as leverage. But I think it shows us that Hamas believes they can do this with impunity. They are using now the hostages to try to shock concessions out of primarily the United States to force them out of Israel so they can get to a ceasefire before the election, because they know they're not going to get that out of Trump. And so I'm horribly concerned that this is going to become a more common practice. And the other huge concern is there have been no repercussions for a designated terrorist group executing an American citizen. We have a third of the U.S. Navy now in the region, technically to support Israel and deter Iran, but they could also avenge American citizens who are summarily executed. But we haven't fired a single bullet. And I'm not saying we should invade Gaza or have boots on the ground, but, gee, I would say the head of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar, might want to find some justice in pretty short order. And if, you know, the assets we have in the region can't bring that about, why are we paying for them to be there?
And you have an op-ed coming out on this, Dr. Coates. Is it too much to ask that the White House call out Sinwar for summarily executing an American citizen over the weekend? When can we expect that op-ed?
It should run next week. It's still with Heritage Editorial. But, you know, the point is that the president on Sunday came out and said it was Bibi Netanyahu who's not doing enough to get to a ceasefire. The day after we got the news of the Hirsch's death. So he blames Bibi instead of, you know, saying, gee, I think, you know, something should drop on Sinwar from a height, which I think would be the reaction of most normal American commanders in chief when presented with this news.
You know, I wish I had more time with you. I would get into Winston Churchill with you. I would get into so much more because I'm glad you reposted the point about Churchill, who was not eager for war. And we have to set the record straight on that. We'll probably do that next week together. But we also have a big game tonight. So are you happy the Philadelphia Eagles have not endorsed Kamala Harris for president?
Oh, my gosh. That was the worst. So many people sent me that thing. No, it's a big night here in the Coates household because the son I was talking about, it's his 21st birthday. So happy birthday, baby. He
Happy
goes
birthday,
under the nickname
baby.
Of Pocket Utley,
yep.
So getting a round of applause. So we are dining in a restaurant tonight where we can watch both the Phillies and then the Eagles. So we're very excited about that.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you, my friend. Philadelphia loves you. We love you. Dr. Victoria Coates, follow her on social media at Victoria Coates. That's easy. All right, my friend, we'll talk next week. Thank you so much for all your help and your support. We appreciate it.
Sounds good. Have fun.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue along live with the Grand Hotel, you having fun? You enjoying yourself? Good. Excellent. Bob's the owner of the hotel, and there's Caitlin. She's Reverend Caitlin. She's the wedding czar. She plans amazing events here at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So thank you both for your hospitality today. We're very, very happy. And happy early birthday to Nadia Gallagher, whose birthday is September 11th. Nadia. John is Santa Claus, not the kind that throws batteries at Eagles games or snow, but nevertheless. Listen, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, my great friends over there, would love to see you and take care of you and give you an amazing, amazing deal on the XC90. That's the family car that the Zioli family drives. They will take great care of you at Cherry Hill Volvo. And right now, you can even lease a 36-month lease, 2024 front-wheel drive S60 for only $369 a month. That's amazing. Listen, I drove the S60. It's a great car. Made in the United States of America. That's right, at their plant in South Carolina. Absolutely love the S60. It looks like the car I had was all black, so it looked like the Batmobile. It handled like the Batmobile, too, and I love driving it. And you will love the experience at Cherry Hill Volvo. I mean, only $369 a month for a Volvo, 36-month lease, that's amazing. And that's down payment taxes and registration fees are due at inception, except no taxes on the C40 in New Jersey if you want to lease the C40 for only $369 a month. Cherry Hill Volvo is the number one place for you to go when you want to be treated right and you want to have that luxury experience that you deserve. Remember, we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. Even when I'm on the road, we're still broadcasting via the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. They stand with us. In this age of cancel culture, that means so much to me. So, go see them today. They are the region's most accessible Volvo dealership. Like I said, a 2024 front-wheel drive S60 for only $369 a month on a 36-month lease. You can't beat that. At Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Hi, this is Dom Giordano with an easy question. How are your cholesterol levels? Managing healthy cholesterol is a key to a strong heart and overall wellness. For over 38 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach their cholesterol goals. I've counted on Rescue for years and with good reason. Their range of supplements designed to meet your specific needs, from omega-3s to red yeast rice and more. Take charge of your heart health today. Use the code DROP at checkout to double your order on any cholesterol product for free. Call today at 800-26-ALIVE. 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember to use the code DROP to buy one, get one free on Rescue Cholesterol products. Double up your cholesterol support today. Use the code DROP at res-q.com.
The following is a paid commercial. commercial message.
Donald Trump's back, and he's out for control.
I would have every right to go after them.
Complete control.
I will wield that power very aggressively.
And he has a plan to get it.
Detailed plans for exactly what our movement will do.
It's called Project 2025, a 922-page blueprint to make Donald Trump the most powerful president ever. Overhauling the...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.